In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today I would like to speak to you about the relationship that exists between the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. These are two mysteries of our faith, and while we may know that they are very much related, we may not understand how they are related. For all of the truths of God are intertwined one with another. The Blessed Sacrament and our Blessed Lady have a special relationship, first of all, because the Holy Eucharist was made possible by Our Lady's consent. In the Holy Eucharist, we are adoring the body and blood of Christ. And the reason why we adore the body and blood of Christ, even though it is a creature, is that it is substantially, that is hypostatically, to be more exact, united to the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And it therefore becomes truly and really adorable in the strictest sense of the word. And so the adoration that we would pay to the Blessed Trinity itself, we also pay to the body and blood of Christ, even though in itself it be a creature. The way in which that came about was by the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was the instrument of our Lord's act of incarnation. Now you know that the Church has a great veneration for the Holy Cross. And if we could imagine that if the Holy Cross were still in one piece, and they displayed the Holy Cross of Christ blood-stained someplace, we would make every effort that we could to go and to kiss the sacred instrument of our Lord's Passion. And yet that is only a dead tree. The instrument of the act of incarnation is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And just as we cannot detach our Blessed Lord from his cross, that being the whole purpose of his coming, so we cannot detach our Lord's incarnate nature, that is, the incarnation, from the instrument of the incarnation, which is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Nor, therefore, can we detach the Blessed Sacrament from the Blessed Virgin Mary, because she is the instrument of the Blessed Sacrament. Secondly, just as our Lord chose to be a child of Mary on earth, he also is a child of Mary in the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lord chose to incarnate himself by the instrumentality of a human being. Now, he could have done differently. He could have taken on human flesh without a mother. But he chose to be the child of Mary. And just as we cannot think of a human being without parents, everyone has a mother. And just as your parents and your family are part of the things that, in a sense, make you up, are part of your description. Your spouse, your children, they are part of you. You are part of them. So also, our Blessed Lord cannot be properly conceived of without our Blessed Lady. We cannot think about him without a reference to her. And so also we cannot come before the Blessed Sacrament, in which he has chosen to remain in his incarnate nature, without also referring to and thinking about the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is the child of Mary in the Blessed Sacrament. She is the mother of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Thirdly, and very importantly, Our Lady is the most perfect adorer of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Our Lady is the house of God on earth. Imagine if you had unlimited funds. If someone said to you, I want you to build the house of your dreams. I don't care how big it is. If it should be many hundreds of thousands or millions of square feet. If it should be filled with lavish decoration, I don't care. Build what you want. It will be paid for. This is what God did in Our Blessed Lady. He built a house according to His own design and plan in which to dwell. No palace on earth, no human making can equal the spiritual dignity, and we might also say the corporeal dignity, of the Blessed Virgin Mary as a house, as a dwelling place, for it is the house that God built. That is why one of her titles is the Domus Aurea, the house of gold. Our Lady, being this sacred dwelling place of God, adored our Lord from the instant He was conceived. Adored our Lord at His birth in Bethlehem. Adored Him in His hidden life. Adored Him in His passion. Adored Him in His resurrection. And continues to adore Him in the Holy Eucharist. Because she is the house that God built. Our Blessed Lady's mind, by the grace of God, was fixed on the adoration of her Son from the very instant of His conception right to the present moment. She is a being of contemplation of supernatural things. She is a being of the contemplation of her Son. She is defined by the contemplation and the adoration of her Son. Now imagine the holiness that you would achieve if early in the morning you came and adored the Blessed Sacrament, exposed on the altar, and stayed there the whole day and left late at night only to go to bed, and then the next morning come back and on your knees adore the Blessed Sacrament. If that were your life, imagine the holiness. If your mind were fixed constantly on the mystery of the Incarnation and the mystery of the Holy Eucharist in the Blessed Sacrament, that is the spiritual life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. How beautiful it is that a human being should so spend her time. She is the perfect adorer of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. She is God's paradise. As God prepared a paradise for the first Adam, so He prepared a paradise for the new Adam. He prepared a paradise for His only begotten Son. And God delights in her, and she delights in God. In order to receive God worthily in her womb, she was prepared by the privilege of the Immaculate Conception, the fullness of grace. Hail, full of grace. If God saw fit to prepare His mother for His coming by the Immaculate Conception, by removing from her all stain of sin, what then ought our preparation for Holy Communion be? Sin is so alien to God that He could not tolerate even the beginnings of sin in her, even if she, like Jeremias or like Saint John the Baptist, had been justified in the womb. But having been conceived in original sin, that was not sufficient for God. Sin had to be completely removed from her from the beginning in order that she be the fitting dwelling place of God. And in this Immaculate Conception, we see the ideal, the archetype of Holy Communion. Her magnificent preparation and His coming into her womb in such a way, in the most intimate way possible, that God could come to men. This union of the Blessed Virgin Mary and God is the archetype of our Holy Communion. And it is her Immaculate Conception which is the archetype of our preparation to receive the Blessed Sacrament. Now, this should not make us discouraged by saying we could never approach the Blessed Sacrament with the purity and holiness of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Of course not, and God does not expect it. But He does expect that we hate our sin. For the hatred of sin is contrition, and penance is new innocence. He does expect that we lead a life at least of substantial stainlessness. That is, that we avoid mortal sin. And if, God forbid, we should fall into mortal sin, that we cleanse ourselves by the Holy Sacrament of Penance. These things are required. And out of deference to God, it is also fitting and right that we give to Him attention and devotion before we come up to the communion rail. And these requirements for the reception of Holy Communion show to us once again, as if we did not already know, that the Novus Ordo does not believe in the Blessed Sacrament, despite what their catechisms may say, despite what their creeds may say. They do not believe it. For the Blessed Sacrament is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, and there is but one thing to do by common sense, not even by revelation, but by common sense when the Blessed Sacrament is exposed, and that is to fall to your knees. And it is common sense that the sacred species, the host, should not be touched by just anybody, but by those who have consecrated their lives to God and to Holy Virginity, that these are the ones, the priests, who may touch the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. That is common sense. And furthermore, if they believe truly that it were the body of Christ, they would not invite every single human being up to receive it. You don't even have to be Catholic anymore in order to receive the Novus Ordo Communion. Not even Catholic. And the Catholics that do receive it, in many cases, are steeped in public sin. Public sin. The Cardinal of Milan had a funeral for Federico Fellini, who distinguished himself in this life by making a whole series of dirty movies. And at this funeral, their communion was given from his hand to a woman, a movie star in Italy, who had just distinguished herself by writing a book about all of her affairs. And this was in the newspapers. They don't believe anything about the Blessed Sacrament, despite whatever they say. Our Lord Jesus Christ will delight in coming into your soul if you imitate the soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The conclusion of all of what I have said is that the imitation of Mary is the best devotion and the best preparation for the Holy Eucharist. There is no better way to make ourselves welcome to the Blessed Sacrament than to look like our Blessed Lady. That is, to have the stamp of her virtue upon our souls. Our Blessed Lady burns with a love for her Son, and because she is co-redemptrix of the human race, she also burns with the same love that the Sacred Heart has for the human race. So her two great interests, her only interests, are on the one hand the glory of her divine Son, and on the other hand the salvation of those who are confided to her as the mother of the human race. It is inevitable, therefore, that, and this St. Louis Grignion de Montfort says, that a true devotion, it is inevitable that a true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary lead any place else but Christ. A true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary will lead no place else but to our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why the Church puts forth our Blessed Lady as an object of imitation and as the object of our supreme veneration. Let our Blessed Lady then govern your life, and let her lead you to her Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. She desires but one thing, the glory of her Son and your happiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.